You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
8 o'clock in the Mile High City, and thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with your boys in the morning. The Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100. A couple of guys who come in every weekday morning in a good mood, which I guess irks some people.
We're pretty darn chipper.
People are like, I don't want to be in a good mood today.
Oh, come on.
I hate hearing those guys come in all happy. Damn them. So we created something a while back called Crabby Monday. And we haven't done it in a while, but we're going to bring it back. And it even has its own little introduction. Here we go.
I'm very angry.
It's a Crabby Monday.
Ah! Whoa, babe, you seem crabby.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Leave me alone.
Mix 100.
I forgot about that.
I forgot how horrible the music is. Jeremy put this music together, yeah, and I think it's just because it kind of pokes people
it's
a little
still
bit.
Still like,
last Thursday was National Grouch Day. And Jer Bear and I were talking about that off the air, and we were talking about what it's like for people who work with someone who just every morning is in some sort of foul mood.
Yeah, what's that all about? Like, now, it's just every little thing ticks you off.
The thing is, if you've got an office, let's say hypothetically, it's an office with 15 people. Chances are there's going to be that one person who every morning is the slow starter, as they like to call themselves.
Sure.
I got to kill this music. I can't.
You had enough, huh?
I can't take it, no. And I'm in a good mood, and I can't take
it. You're teetering on grouchy now.
So we know that there are people listening right now. They're in their car. They're headed to work. Could be you. And when we mention this, you can visualize that person in your office.
It's Eeyore, basically.
Yeah, brings everybody down.
It's the little gray rain cloud wandering through the office.
And if you don't work with them, you see their posts on social media all the time. They're like usually the people who do the vague book thing, they'll just post, ugh.
Right, it's one of those.
This day.
Yeah, not again. Oh. And then they don't put anything. What's the matter, Carrie? What's the matter? Tell me what's wrong.
And I guess, you know, if you do that every, like, once a year, that's totally forgivable. But we're talking about the people who at least, like, twice a week, they're like, not again. Oh, my life. Oh, 2020. Oh.
Hashtag 2020.
Anyway, so we thought we'd ask a simple question. Why are you grouchy?
It's pretty simple.
Now, I was wondering about this out loud a little while ago. I said, is it the kind of thing that if you hear other people talk about it, it makes you feel better? And Jeremy, you're thinking it might?
It might, because it might seem like your problem is really not that big of a deal compared to some other people's problems. Or, I don't know, it could be like, yeah, well, in my bubble, this is the worst thing. So you quit complaining too. Like, do you have nothing that you're grouchy about right now? You know what
Who,
I mean?
Me?
Yeah, you. Oh, this is making people grouchy right now.
Thinking about it. Why, do you? Because I don't. I think that everything's fine right now.
We talked.
I have a doctor's. My annual physical is tomorrow. We can talk about that tomorrow and maybe the next day.
That doesn't make me grouchy,
but I mean, I know what they're going to say. I mean,
it's time for some tests. So we talked earlier in the show about how I had a colonoscopy this weekend. Now, you would think that would be a reason to be grumpy, but no. I actually took it in the rear twice this weekend because I had to go buy truck tires.
How much?
Over $1,000 for four tires for America's pickup. And that was a tough pill to swallow. That's a lot of money to spend on freaking tires. And I was not happy about it for a majority of the weekend, but it's like I had to get them on. They were bald. Winter's coming. It's like I got to do it. And I was like, ugh. So I bit the bullet and now I'm cranky about it. $1,000, man.
Well, I will take it back. There is one thing now that you mentioned the $1,000. when I got back from a little trip this weekend, yesterday I was going through the mail that had come in, and you know, we all have property tax bills that we pay. For a lot of people, they just pay their property taxes as part of their monthly payment.
Right.
It's just escrowed, so they don't even see it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that person. I like to just, I don't have it escrowed. I just like to write the check once a year so I know and I can see it and blah, blah, blah. And I moved to a place where, you know, I got the bill about 6 weeks ago, and so I had pretty much guesstimated what it was going to be, so I felt comfortable. I got back from this trip yesterday. There is another thing in the mail from the town that I live in, because I moved to a small town. And the small town is adding their own property tax bill to the tune of $1,300.
Oh, man.
Which I didn't. Now, that's not like truck tires, because at least the truck tires, they could save your life. You're on.
You
them.
Need
they
them to
good.
Go to work to make that money. Yes.
They smell good.
They do smell good.
But this is just an additional $1,300 of somebody with their handout saying, just give me that.
To help keep the town running.
Right. You bought the house. Now pay me more.
You like
than
the three stoplights in this town? Well, we got to pay for them.
Right. So maybe there's that.
That's kind of, yeah, that would irk
you. You and I both got a $1,000 to $1,300 kick in the crotch this weekend.
So was just like, come on.
All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to open up the phones and we're going to see if we can't turn this into something fun. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. We will not allow anything of a truly horrific,
right? Death,
death, or deathly or death illness, or something anything like that. But if you've got something like Jeremy's tires, my property tax bill, or something else, and that we can laugh about it,
yeah, because I would love to take your problem and kind of just spin it into something good.
You know what we're going to be? We are like the bomb squad. What we do is we defuse your crabby Monday.
Correct.
Oh, it's that music again.
It's back.
I don't think I can take it very long. Crabby Monday is something that we used to do all the time. We had some laughs over. It's been a long time. And then we saw that last week, one of the days was National Grouch Day. We thought, well, why don't we just ask people? Because if you talk, if you verbalize it, maybe it will help it to dissipate a little bit.
Mm-hmm, kind of fizzle out for you.
And Jeremy, everybody who's listening, if they've got something that's making them grouchy, if they hear what other people are going through, maybe it will not be so bad. Right. I gotta kill the music. I can't take it. I noticed when you posted it on social media, you've got it on Facebook, and there are many, many that had a common theme, and it involved the word dog.
A lot of dog stuff going on, huh?
Tammy says, my dog had diarrhea. Yes, okay.
At least I saw that when it was in the bathroom, at least. So maybe, you know, it's not on carpet, hopefully.
Tara Joe said, my subfloor rotted out, so we're now living out of a camper.
Well, you're camping. That's fun.
James has you beat on your tires. He said, three flat tires.
Oh, no.
Three flats.
Three. What did he run over?
And Jessica says, I forgot to push the start button on my dryer. The shirt I need for work is in there.
Oh, no. Well, time to find another shirt. I like Mary's, too. She says, my man woke up grouchy because he ran out of his favorite socks for work. Now, that is an issue when you don't have your lucky socks to go into work. Sam wrote in and says, I got a new car last Wednesday and was rear-ended on Friday. $10,000 in damage.
God.
That I've heard many stories like that where people get a new car and like something immediately happens to it.
It's almost as if you need to buy a car and then park it for 2 weeks.
Right.
And just don't take it out for the first
just
2 weeks. Because the universe is got a bullseye on it.
And I found this one funny, too. Penny says, my house still smells like the meals I cooked this weekend. What'd you make? Fish? Or
that's funny.
My house smells.
Let's do a couple of calls.
Okay.
Here's Levi. Levi, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hi, happy to be here.
So why are you grouchy?
I work for a small county, and with the big election upcoming and everything, I'm working with the election department And to summarize everything, pretty much I got 18 laptops today. I got to get ready, all done before the end of the day.
Oh, Levi. What do you have to do on there? Just install, like, some programs?
Some sort of funny cartoon image of them.
Oh, no.
As, like, babies on a blanket or something.
Don't do
Might
that.
Might be worth losing my job.
Don't do
Might
that.
Might be.
Well, good
Levi.
Luck, buddy. You got 15 days. Good
yeah.
luck.
Hope you have a better day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Josh is wondering if we can take this call.
Yes,
I think yes.
I think so.
Is it, how do you pronounce your name? I'm not even going to try. Leniva?
Yeah, you did it perfect. It's just Lynn and Eva stuck together.
That's a pretty
Leniva.
Name.
I like it. Why are you grouchy?
Well, because I'm allergic to bee stings.
Uh-oh.
And I got stung by a bee.
You did? Where?
In the boob. In the boob.
The bee stung your boob? What a lucky bee.
To the word booby.
Stop it. Stop it now.
Did you just make this up so you could call and say that?
No, I did not. I had to go to the doctor and get the prednisone and antibiotics and the whole nine yards.
Well, now let me ask you, did they swell up?
Just a bit.
Well,
I've got a different question.
What about lopsided?
Yeah, that is the problem, yeah.
Here's my question. What were you doing that gave the bee access to your breast? Mm-hmm. Were you running around topless or what?
Well, you know, folks, the dogs are barking. That's what the doctor asked me, and I said, nope, it's just karma.
Just happened, huh? Now, looking down, left one or right one?
Left.
So you were kind of veering to the left all day, huh?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yep.
All day. All weekend.
All weekend.
Oh, no.
A little heavier on the left. On the left. You're like a biker. Well.
What do you do but laugh about it?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
yeah.
all you can do.
I hope you're back to normal now.
Leniva, have a great Monday, okay?
Yeah, I hope it makes you guys laugh
it
for a
did.
While.
It did. Now buzz
it
off.
Did. It was good for
buzz
us.
Buzz off. Hey! Good one, Jerry.